USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A CDC advisory committee declined to make any new recommendations on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after meeting on Wednesday. Instead, saying that it would look at more data surrounding six cases of blood clots in people who had received the shot. Six women developed the clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccination. One woman died and three more remained hospitalized. The panel said it recommended continuing the nationwide pause of the use of the shot until more data can be reviewed. And the former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright has posted bond. Former Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter was arrested Wednesday morning, posting a $100,000 bond. She's scheduled for her first court appearance on Thursday. Wright was shot during a traffic stop on Sunday. During a struggle with officers, Potter shot Wright, believing she had drawn her taser instead of her firearm. The shooting has sparked three nights of protests and clashes with police and National Guard troops in the Minneapolis suburb. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Republican lawmakers are reacting to President Biden's announcement that he would pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan later this year. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
This is the worst possible outcome, is to pull up and leave and hope that things will turn out well.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reacting to President Biden's decision to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Today, Biden unveiling his plan to end U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. Troops will begin slowly leaving Afghanistan starting on May 1st. May 1st. Graham continues.
President Biden, unfortunately, has chosen the highest risk option available, which is to leave no matter what.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced Wednesday that she would be visiting Mexico and Guatemala as part of her role in dealing with the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. She said the focus of the trip will be to work with those countries to solve the root causes of the migrant surge to the U.S. border. Congressman Jim Jordan says the root cause is in the White House. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that President Biden's reversals of former President Trump's border policies led directly to the current crisis.
Joe Biden announced we weren't going to finish the wall, that we weren't going to do any deportation. He put a moratorium on deportation. But most importantly, he undid this Remain in Mexico policy, the MPP program, which every single agent, we were down there last week, as you know, every single agent said that policy change in and of itself is the reason that there is this chaos and this crisis on the border. So why doesn't the vice president go to Texas before she goes to the Northern Triangle? Why doesn't she go to Texas before she goes to Mexico? Why won't she go to the border? Why won't the president go to the border? The reason is they don't want the American people to fully understand the gravity of this situation and the fact that they caused it.
And the man who ran one of the largest Ponzi schemes in American history has died in prison. Bernie Madoff passed away in a federal prison in North Carolina, 12 years into a 150-year sentence. Madoff pled guilty in 2009 to 11 federal felonies, accused of defrauding investors of more than $60 billion. Madoff was 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.